Good morning, Sean Aquiline. Milo the dog is here with me. In the studio is our staff sergeant of Revelstoke, Kurt Gravinsky, to talk a little bit about the crime rate since 08.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks for taking the time to answer the questions that I compiled for you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
It's my journalistic integrity that I'm trying to hang on to here.
Well, you did a great job asking some good questions.
With some of the changes over the course of a decade, what does the crime rate look like since 2008?
I guess in 2008, we had the opening of RMR. And any time that something, a new infrastructure, a new business, a large business opens up, there's no doubt that there's going to be a change. So for the police, we had an increase in call volume. Now, that's just calls for service. It doesn't always equate to a crime rate increase. It just means that we get called to assist people, whether that be erratic drivers, stolen skis, whatever it is. So that did go up. So our call volume went up. Crime rate was reflective of that amount, but it didn't jump. It didn't spike in some way like we suddenly had a crime wave.
Now, does the crime rate rise, drop, or stay the same during our winter peak season compared to, say, our shoulder seasons?
No, our shoulder seasons are when we get an opportunity to finally catch up on our paperwork. Get out there in the public and meet people again. In the winter, we are definitely at a peak, and the summer as well, those 2 months of the summer. After May, Victoria long weekend, up till September long weekend, we have an increase. But in the wintertime, we definitely have an increase of overall population. So we just have that much more call volume. We always think that the population is representative of how many police officers it should be. And in most cases, it's 500 people to one police officer. That's the ratio. And in the case right now, we only reflect on the census. So when the population goes up with seasonal people, transient people, tourists, we don't have an increase in policing, but we just respond to those.
Now, is there a percentage of crimes that are local crimes compared to, say, transient crimes?
People who pass by on the highway, who stay here, maybe take an opportunity to grab something out of somebody's unlocked car shed, grab a bunch of change out of an unlocked vehicle. People community of Revelstoke are wonderful, very trusting, and very giving people. At the same time, they kind of leave themselves open to those people that are just passing by that may take advantage of them. And that we do see that happen, and it's sad, but we do try and encourage people to lock things down and secure their items. But yes, we do see some transient crimes. We don't keep track of where the offenders come from. We just record crime.
Now, what are the most common crimes? What do you find it seems to have a tendency to happen here in Revelstoke?
Theft is our biggest crime that happens here in Revelstoke. Everything from the sleds, the skis, snowboards, bicycles, vehicles. What we have is an occasional person that will come in from another community, let's say from Calgary. Their vehicles that they've stolen there maybe, it has run out of gas, and they'll grab another one here and keep going. So we'll end up getting a stolen vehicle and a recovered vehicle. We also have some sled thefts that have been happening last few years. We're really happy with the projects that we've been working at. Went from 2 years ago, we had 17 sleds stolen. Last year, we had 12. And then down to this year, we've down to 2. So things have been much better, and these are all reported things. So there are some things that do happen that people just don't tell us about. Overall, we've had a decrease in some of these thefts, but that continues to still be our problem. People need to secure their bicycles. They can't just leave them out of sight. Doesn't mean it's out of mind.
Has there been many calls in regards to home invasions at all?
We have very few home invasions, and usually that's a known person. So things we hear in the Lower Mainland, the big centers, we don't get those types of crimes here.
Right.
We get a style of crime that is a little more local. Sometimes the after bar crowd, a little excited and a little too much to drink, and they get a little pokey at each other. That'll happen sometimes. So those are stranger assaults. We do have the occasional domestic assault here, where a relationship is going a little sideways and people react to that. We respond to all those. So our crimes are mostly the thefts, the vehicle issues. We have a lot of erratic driving complaints. We have a lot of people who complain about drivers on the highway as they pass through Revelstoke in our jurisdiction, not stopping at stop signs. A lost tourist is often an erratic driver because nobody wants to hit by a large motorhome that's turning sideways suddenly in front of you. Social issues, we talk about vulnerable people. We don't have a shelter in town for men. So right now we have to address those people that pass through and have nowhere to stay, no plans. In the summer, it's less of an issue because they can kind of wander around for the day, for the night. In the wintertime, when it's minus 20, it is hard, and the police have to try and work to find a solution for people for that time.
Wow.
Yes.
It is nice to hear that, for the most part, the homes in Revelstoke, the people's homes are safe. That's not something that comes up as a major issue in Revelstoke.
No, people, neighbors look out for each other. Neighbors keep an eye out, they'll report things. People are using common sense things like motion sensors, motion lights. Some people have alarms. They do lock their doors. A lot of people are around and will help each other out. So we don't have that same amount of thefts. We do have the occasional one. I don't minimize any of those ones. I mean, those that are impacted by crime, that is very painful. And one or two is crimes in a community is really can hurt that person and the people around them. But the perception of crime may be a little higher than it actually is in this community.
Now, something slightly more controversial. You don't hear about it too often. It has come up in the news in the past where there have been predators that surprisingly have been in the area. Now, that's not something that comes up a lot. It's more out of 1 out of 7,000. Mm-hmm. Now, when it does, it usually hits and it shocks. Now, with those types of things, is there a website? Is there a place people can go to look that information up, to be aware of what's going on in that kind of capacity, with kids being far more independent than even 20 years ago? There's just concern. So how do we keep moms and dads educated on that type of crime and the safety of the kids at Revelstoke?
We always recommend going to the rcmp.ca website. It's a great location to find new tips, places that people can find information. We also do all our news releases there. So if something's happened in the community, we will post our news release to the RCMP site. If you actually look for the detachment and then you look for the community of Revelstoke, you can see the RCMP Revelstoke Detachment's website. I try to update it as soon as we have something. So if we have a missing person, we have a stolen sled or a vehicle, we'll post there. We will also post if there's an issue. So if we think there is a predator in the community, we share that information. It's really important us to share. That's where I sometimes think that people have a perception that crime has gone up. Since I've been here for the last 3 years, I've always thought it's important to tell people what's going on. I don't want rumors to, rumors are going to happen, but I don't want rumors to go unfounded and unsubstantiated. So I put out the information and then people know this is a crime. So that's where your people get that perception. Oh, there's a lot of crime happening because now we're seeing it.
You're just being more open about what's happening.
Very open. I think it's important. People know what's going on in their community. They know what their police are doing. They'll feel more comfortable. And it's important to know what those police are doing so that you know why we're paying that bill. We all paid taxes and we all want to make sure that we're getting value for our dollar. But if there is a predator, if there's something, a problem happening, we'll share that. We'll get that out to you. We'll get that out to the media, other media outlets, online, newspaper, and make sure that information is shared. We'll also address it. We're not going to just stand back and let something go sideways. We'll do extra patrols. We'll be in the areas and we'll be notifying people of it. So,
what are matters that you would suggest that moms and dads should be aware of in order to be educated to prevent their young ones from being involved?
We talk about role models. Be that role model that you feel that you should be. Be that role model to your kids. Be that role model to your friends' kids. Big brothers, big sisters, the scouts program, the cadet program. There's a lot of great programs in this community where people can see great role models. And we like to think that the police are a good role model. But by being that good role model, you teach them about being responsible for your own actions, about alcohol and drug safety, making good choices, finding a problem-solving model. I've got a situation, what am I going to do about it? Using other resources in our community. Our community is wonderful for that. There's so many agencies here that can provide that assistance, information. If moms and dads are having problems, they can call the police. They can call a lot of agencies to say, here's my situation. What can I do for help? And we can make some suggestions. We're not always going to solve every problem, but we can at least give a few tools out to help handle it.
We've been chatting with our Staff Sergeant of Revelstoke, Kurt Grabinski. Thank you, Staff Sergeant Grabinski, for coming in and sharing us what's going on in Revelstoke, the history of the crime rate since 2008. And it's nice to know where we're at, having an open dialogue with our local RCMP and feeling that much safer in Revelstoke.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great day.